Shalom.
Hello. Before we come to study the preface to the Book of Zohar by Baruch Sulam, we're going to read an excerpt from the sources concerning the approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. All the sources we will learn, you can find on our site or in the Aravut system in the study material icon in the upper menu. There you can also send questions, selected questions on the topic discussed in the lesson will be asked here. Rav, can you hear me well? So we're going to read exit number 15. Exit number 15 in the document, The Approach to Studying the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Rabash says, the Torah has the power to reform a person, referring to the evil within man, meaning the will to receive, that it will work in order to bestow. In this manner, he will have dvekut, adhesion, and will be able to receive the real pleasures, and will not be considered a receiver. Thus, through the Torah, it will be possible to sustain man in this world, for the Torah will reform him. This is the meaning of, let us make man, which they explained, I and you will establish him in the world. That is, from the Creator comes the will to receive, and from the Torah comes the desire to bestow. And from those two, man will be able to exist in the world. That is, through those two, you will be able to receive abundance, yet remain in dvekut, adhesion.
Yes.
Let's continue.
So we'll continue on to the preface, forward to the Book of Zohar. Forward to the Book of Zohar, item 36. Should I start reading?
Yes.
Why do you ask? Just continue.
Yeah. Very well. So forward to the Book of Zohar, by Baruch Sulam, item 36. There seems to be a contradiction in their words. First, they said that the forms extend to the receivers only from the Sfira Malchut, as he says, but only when the light of Malchut descends and expands over the people, which is the meaning of, and by the hand of the prophets have I used similitudes. But here he says that the forms extend to the receivers from Bria down, meaning from Bina downwards. The thing is, that indeed the form and the similitude extend only from Bchina Dalet, phase 4, which is Malchut. From her, the Kelim, the vessels, extend to the place of the receivers, and not at all from the first 9 Sfirot, which are Keter, Chochmah, Bina, and Tiferet, as it is written in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Yet, the association of the quality of judgment with mercy was made in the world of tikkun, correction. This means that he raised the Sfira Malchut, considered the quality of judgment, and brought it into the Sfira Bina, regarded as the quality of mercy, as it is written in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Hence, from that time on, the Kelim, the vessels of Malchut, have become rooted in the Sfira Bina, as he says here. For this reason, the Zohar begins to speak from the actual root of the images, which are the vessels, Kelim. It says that they are in Malchut, and then it says that they are in Bria, because of the association that became the world of correction. Our sages also said, in the beginning the Creator created the world in the quality of judgment. He saw that the world cannot exist. He associated with it the quality of mercy. Know that the 10 Sfirot Kachamtum have many appellations in the Book of Zohar, according to their manifold functions. When they are called Keter, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, their function is to distinguish between the anterior Kelim, called Keter and Atzilut, meaning Keter and Chochmah, and the posterior Kelim, called Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, meaning Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. This discernment emerged in them by the association of the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy. The Zohar wishes to insinuate the matter of the association of Malchut and Bina. Hence, the Zohar calls the Sfira Bina by the name Bria. This is so because prior to that association, there was no image or form in Bina, even with respect to the receivers, but only in Malchut.
Yes, what does he want to say to us? Many things here, but what's relevant for us right now is that the Creator, in order to relate to the created being, which He created as existence from absence, with a desire that is purely to receive, in order to bestow to it, there needs to be a connection between Him and the will to receive, which is opposite to the Creator. Therefore, He builds this relationship with the created being through the ten sefirot, which are certain measures by which the force of bestowal, the Creator, connects to the force of reception, the created being. And the created being has to be in a form that's opposite to the Creator to feel the Creator. He has to be comprised of the qualities of the Creator, and so in order for the Creator to bestow to the created being, He also has to build a relationship between Him and the created being. And therefore, we have the system of the worlds, which is concealments. A world comes from the word concealment, ha'alama. What does it mean that when the Creator bestows to the created being, He has to gradually reveal Himself, and where he doesn't want to reveal Himself, He hides Himself. So over the Creator, there's a system of concealment and revelation with respect to the created being. And the created being has to be built in such a way that he will be impressed by the levels of concealment and revelation that the Creator presents before him. Therefore, the will to receive in the created being, meaning to receive the Creator's bestowal, it's built in a way that in its character and its nature, it's built to feel the relation of the attitude of the Creator in a way that it feels all of the contrasting and opposite and similar forms between Him and the Creator. That's how the relationship between them becomes revealed, becomes apparent. And here the created being must pay attention to how much he wants that connection through various conditions, which could be in favor or against something, meaning to prefer his connection with the Creator as opposed to whatever kind of other conditions that seemingly hinder this connection. Because by that, he actually expresses himself, builds himself in his relation to the Creator. And therefore, the nature of the created being is what we refer to as the evil inclination, whose purpose, the goal of this inclination means desire, its goal is to bring the created being all sorts of opposing forms towards the appearance of the Creator before him. This means that just like, let's say, we can play with a baby, or in life, when others play with us, so in front of us, there are scrutinies to make that I can attain something, but I have to pay for it with something, to give something for it. And in such a way, the created being can be reared, can be grown, how much he prefers the connection with the Creator as opposed to other fulfillments. And this disturbance that stands against us and opposite the Creator is our will to receive, that wants to enjoy, that shows us all forms of pleasure in connection with the Creator, but at the account of knowing and getting closer to the Creator. And that's why we always need to be making a choice between this and that. Do I prefer getting closer to and meeting the Creator, or to fulfill myself in all kinds of ways opposite to that, but pleasant to me? And the fact that they're pleasant to me, that means my will to receive, which he seems to be making an opposite action to the goal here of reaching the Creator, becoming similar to the Creator, understanding the Creator. But it actually works this way in order for me to grow in my choice of preferring connection with the Creator as opposed to connection with the pleasures. Therefore, the created being was created in a very unique way. There's this invention of the Creator here, to give the will to receive, a desire to enjoy something, but then it will, in contrast, it will lose in connection with the Creator. And so in the connection between these two qualities, the created beings have free choice. In order to build such systems through which the Creator relates to them that way, the Creator set up this system of connection between the created beings. To the extent that the created beings connect between them, that will be against their will to receive, which only wants control and rest. And turns out that the will to receive here is really help made against thee, meaning that on the one hand it's help, assisting the created beings in knowing where they are, as opposed to connection with the Creator and resembling the Creator. And on the other hand, he rejects them in giving them a sense of distance, and that brings the created beings correct, precise discernments about how they can know that they're missing correction. And in such a way, they turn to the Creator and he helps them. So it turns out that the will to receive created by the Creator, we can't really identified with the Creator, even though we begin to fight against it, and our work is basically only to relate that to the Creator as well, to the upper force. Only Him. There's none else besides Him. And everything that will happen only to be solved between us and the Creator. These corrections, they're called measurements, that to the extent that I refer to the measure of judgment and the measure of mercy, what brings closer, what pushes further away, how can I relate to both of them as coming from the Creator? Because they both have the same single purpose, to connect through the whole of creation and through that with the Creator. And if I don't know how to relate to all of creation, then my adhesion with the Creator, my contact with the Creator, will also be incorrect, incomplete. And therefore, the created being begins to discover the gap between him and the Creator in very small measurements until he comes to greater measures and can connect all of creation to his connection with the Creator. In item 36 here, in the foreword, he's basically telling us everything. There's like a scheme of all of creation here. Well, maybe we'll go deeper based on your questions. Basically, what's happening here, what's explained here in item 36, is then explained throughout the whole study of the Ten Sefirot, the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. Just in terms of the network of connection between the Creator and the created beings. All right, we'll start from Kiev as usual. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит каждый момент времени из всех форм предпочесть?
Yes, dear Raf, what does it mean that at any given moment you prefer from all the forms, you prefer the connection with the Creator?
Анахну цихим...
We essentially always need to depict a simple state to ourselves, that I'm in at the choice point. What do I prefer, connection with the Creator or connection with my desire to enjoy? And in such a way, I decide. I don't cut off my sense of connection with my desire to enjoy, the will to receive, but I prefer this over that. And this preference is what we call restriction, screen, reflected light, and the building of the patsufim, meaning how much I prefer this over that. Next. All right, so we have Turkey 5.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, friends. The question is, he says that they are in Berea because of the union made for the correction of the world. What does this mean? Thank you.
Bria is Bina. What is Bina? Bina is already the revelation of the will to receive that has an imprint on it or a demonstration of the desire to bestow to Malchut. That's why the world of Bria is a very special degree that connects between the influence of the Creator from above downwards and the response of the created being from below upwards. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie.
Che cosa Hello Rav, thank you.
Attraverso la connessione con gli
amici, what does it mean that through the connection with the friends we discover the Creator? From the lowest world to the highest one. Can this be measured?
אנחנו צריכים בכל זאת איזה מכשיר.
We need some device with which we can work, like the Creator works through the world's potsufim, spirot, by which he weakens his influence towards us. And that's how he can make a connection with us. How do we come to a connection with the Creator? So in order to give the to allow the created beings to gradually connect in the will to receive and in contrast to the will to receive, the Creator created all the worlds, meaning the will to receive, when it's divided and sorted out based on the levels, the potsufim, the sfirot, then we can determine how much we want to connect with the Creator as opposed to being connected to our will to receive. That we'll have an opportunity to know where we are, to in short, in our desire, we need to feel black and white. The created being lives in the differences between, say, himself and the Creator. So I have to have in my system of attainment, of feeling, of understanding, everything that I have in all of my five levels of attainment, I have to have discernments, and therefore we build this relationship between us. That's why.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. Più gli amici occupano spazio nel mio cuore, quindi più io sono
pieno dell'amore per gli altri. The friends take up more, so the more space the friends take in me, the more I'm filled with love of friends, and the closer we get to the upper worlds, correct?
Yes. To the extent that we manage to build a connection between us, that connection gives us a sense of the upper system. Because what we build between us is sort of a simulation of the upper system. And it influences us, the upper system. And then we begin to see in our senses, in the relationship between us, changes. And these changes give us an understanding of where we are in our, in the relationship between us that is not corporeal but also spiritual. And then bit by bit, by wanting to resemble the spiritual system that we learn about, and we're trying, like little kids, by that we awaken the light that reforms. It influences us. It awakens us. It plays with us in favor and against, with through light and darkness, as we say. And by that we grow. And then we begin to better and better discern between light and darkness, good influence, bad influence. After that, we begin to prefer the influence of the Creator over the bad influences. And that's how we move from what we call within reason, which means in our direct sensation, to a feeling that is above reason, which is no longer in our direct sense, but based on spiritual discernments that are in order to bestow. And if it's more in order to bestow, that is considered more preferable to me, higher than in order to receive. And then it turns out that I no longer measure my relationship based on how pleasant or unpleasant it is, but based on how much they are more or less in bestowal above reception. And so it turns out that I move so far into preferring actions of bestowal, even though it goes against my nature. Even though in my nature of reception, I discover pain, unpleasantness. But that unpleasantness becomes something I'm willing for, something I want, something I love, I'm drawn to. And that is to the extent of the greatness of my connection with the friends, with the Creator, as opposed to feeling pleasure in the direct, let's say, corporeal or beastly desire. And that's how we grow from lo lishma to lishma.
Beseder. Moscow 1.
Okay, Moscow 1.
Даров, спасибо. Вот мы от вас слышали.
Yes, thank you.
Видел я. Это связано с размером, что сначала я был.
We heard the expression I saw an opposite world. Does it depend on the measure? Well, first of all, I was the center of creation. Afterwards, it's inverted, and I find that they are real, and I'm small. How does it work?
Есть такой
вопрос, мы от вас
слышали. Мир обратный увидел я.
Again, there is this expression. I saw an opposite world.
Right. I saw an opposite world means that my values, my measures, what I measure in the spiritual world is opposite to the corporeal world. In the corporeal world, I measure everything based on how much I receive. And in the spiritual world, I measure based on from whom do I receive. So maybe I'm good with getting just 1 gram of something from the Creator, and it's also bitter, as opposed to receiving 10 kilos of something corporeal, which is also sweet. So everything depends on the appreciation. It's like there's many examples of the one who carries the suitcase and so on. So we take into account the greatness of the Creator for the created being and not what the created being receives from the Creator. Because in truth, what we get from the Creator is only contact. And it's not possible that he'll give something else, something new. Балтия 4.
Спасибо, Рав. Вот, пожалуйста, объясните, что имеется в виду.
Thank you, Rav. Can you explain what it means that the quality of judgment connects to the quality of mercy?
If we're only talking according to the will to receive, this is called the measure of judgment. If we add to that also the will to bestow, this is called the quality of chesed, measure of chesed, bina, mercy. Our whole work is between bina and malchut. And from the malchut, we have to rise always to the level of bina until the whole malchut rises completely to the level of bina.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Dialogue with the Creator. When we receive pleasure and we are becoming fully aware it's from the Creator, but we don't stop it, but we return that with an intent of gratitude, like a prayer of thank the Creator for giving us the opportunity to feel the pleasure in order to get closer to Him. Is that what you are talking about, where we have our senses, we don't turn them off, but we are turning them around in form of a gratitude, a prayer of gratitude? Is that what you are talking about?
Ken, אנחנו לומדים איך להשתמש בכל הטבע שלנו.
Yes, we learn how to use our whole nature, but in a form of not reception, but bestowal. That we connect all our senses, all our nature to the giver. The giver becomes the primary determining factor for me. And we don't remain on the level of a receiver. Italy 1.
Caro Rav, nel nostro mondo
abbiamo tutto. In our world, we divide everything. There is judgment or there is mercy. How can we understand this association between judgment and mercy? Thank you.
אנחנו עוד לא יכולים כי אין לנו.
We still can't because we don't have these systems. First, we have to reach a state where we want to connect with the forces of bestowal, of giving, of connection, to the extent that we want to connect between us. Turns out that then I'll have two systems in front of me. One system where I want to connect, another system where in order to connect, I also have to detach from the system of reception, to the point that I'm actually undergoing a restriction and I don't want to receive anything. And later I will once again open the system of reception to receive, but that will be in order to bestow already. So then I end up having two systems, the system of reception and the system of bestowal. And this will be as two lines, and I will work in correctly connecting both so as to express my whole complete relation to the Creator. And in order to express it correctly and not make mistakes, the Creator created a system of the world, as well as my will to receive, was divided into so many pieces that are also opposite between them. And in them, I discover them as the friends, the group, and how each of them is complex. And all of that is in order for me to prefer the level of connection. And then it turns out that we connect with all kinds of qualities the Creator prepared in us. And when we prefer the connection, despite, regardless of whatever qualities each and every one has, this is called love covers all crimes. So crimes refers to the qualities of each and every one. And love is the connection. So the more we try to build such a connection between us on top of whatever egoistic calculations, other calculations, by that we build ourselves.
No.
Allora, questa tra il Borei si rivela tra la giustizia e la misericordia.
So the Creator is revealed through the judgment and through mercy. He is revealed in the middle between these two opposites.
The
Creator will be revealed as a result of both. Yes.
Ken.
Yes. I remember that I was complaining to Rabash. That there are some of the students that I just can't stand, really can't bear them. So he actually hinted at me that with them I have to achieve connection more than with others. And it was tough for me, and I couldn't accept that. But that's how. It's the same with in a family. We have to accept whatever we have as an opportunity to nullify the ego, can see that all those things were built with the end result in the initial thought, meaning the Creator created the end first, and from the end it goes down all the way to our place. And that's why we see our world so completely opposite to the wholeness.
Yeah.
PT31. How do I need to pay? How do I know that I paid in preferring the Creator? How do I pay for it?
You pay by connecting to others. And you want to discover the Creator in the connection between you. The Creator is a result. Come and see. According to how much you can incorporate the friends together in your heart, to that extent, you discover the Creator. And it's not so difficult if you depict to yourself how much the upper light, which created the will to receive, and broke it, and scattered it, and played with it, until it arranged all the system, and we are in that system. So it turns out that we simply need to collect all the broken pieces together and return to the image of the Creator before us or within us.
If
I feel pain because I gave up on a corporeal pleasure to connect with the friends, does that mean I have paid?
Well, this I cannot say. Why did you make that concession? That's the question. You understand? Here is where we have to scrutinize. Oh boy, so many questions.
You say San Francisco.
You will say San Francisco.
Rob, it wasn't clear to prefer connection with the Creator. Is this something that is felt as painful to the will to receive?
Of course. Because the Creator is a desire to bestow. And therefore, we cannot be in the desire to bestow, prefer the desire to bestow, respect it. And here is all our work. Where I, through the connection with the friends, through studying, through the request, through the recommendation of Kabbalists, who tell me that this is what I have to do. I still need to let go of what I think, what I understand, what I feel, and prefer bestowal to reception. It's a big problem. Look what's happening to our system. People still gathered, and from the perspective of the upper system, the upper light, it operated on each of us in order to bring us into the study, to connection, to hearing, men, women, hearing about the system and what we have to do. And we are told that by this we reach the Creator, eternity, wholeness. And still, as much, look at how incapable of it we are. We are truly willing to shut our eyes and give up on it. Quit. It's a problem. It's a problem. Why are we unable? Because we are not troubling ourselves to connect. The minute we decide, to some extent, the slightest extent, but all of us, to come to some collective mutual responsibility, then it works. Then it works. So that collective responsibility is called avut, the mutual guarantee, or mutual responsibility. If we try to erect in us such a system of avut, of responsibility for others, where I think of the friends, and I am concerned with their success. And in this way, all of us, for all of us. So precisely that thought of each one of the friends, like it becomes like a string that runs between us. And this is what builds the spiritual vessel. Within this needing that where we need the connection between us, we build the spiritual vessel. This is why avut is necessary and the most important thing.
Wow. So the system of avut we need to build, it's enough that we'll make this commitment in our thoughts, that we agree to think about each other all the time. This is enough? Or should it also be expressed outwardly somehow?
No, we need to depict this system constantly within us, in each and every one, how connected and dependent we are of others and others of me, how much in the network of connection between us only in this way do we come to feel and to bestow upon the Creator, and how much we in this system clothe the Creator. We grasp Him in our system, in our network of our avuts. And this is how we come to a connection, to an embrace, to adhesion with Him. That system of our avut, the mutual responsibility that we reveal between us, is the most important thing. Therefore, we receive reforming light only in order to build the network of the mutual responsibility between us, where no one is important. What's important is only our connection with others. And the higher the souls, the more they are, the crueler they are, the more egoistic they are. And then it's difficult for them to understand what is the mutual responsibility and to begin to implement it, even to the slightest extent. Okay. All right. We have Florida.
Thank you, Rav. At the end of 36, it says, hence the Zohar calls the Sefria Bina by the name Berea. And it says that this is so because prior to that association, there was no image or form in Bina. So now Bina takes on the form and image of Malhut. And what is that? What is that image? What is that form?
He's explaining the question. Malchut that rises to the quality of bestowal of the Creator. Imprints its quality of reception in the quality of bestowal of the Creator. And then we can depict to ourselves the Creator's bestowal toward each and every quality of the will to receive that exists in Malchut. In this way, we arrange the Creator in the matrix, in the network of Malchut, and we can begin to work with His form of bestowal from within our will to receive. And it's all because of the association of Malchut and Bina. These words are still not very clear, perhaps, but we are approaching such actions. Then it will be clear.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Если я вас правильно понял, то есть как бы когда мы отменяемся перед
If I understood you correctly, Rav,
для того, чтобы
when we nullify towards each other, we need another step.
То есть как
so as to
работает.
To come to what our address to the friend should be.
It has to come first. It is written, the end of the act is in the preliminary thought. First, there has to be why I do it. And then I come to connection. Yes, because why do I need connection? And then it will be purposeful. And in this way, we will advance. French.
French.
Bonjour Rav. Question d'un ami de la dizaine. Comment ressent-on qu'on est bien connecté aux autres?
Question from a friend in the ten. How do we feel? How to know that we are connected correctly with the others?
With the friends in the ten. How do we know? How do we check if we are connected correctly or not? Yaakov?
Yes, that's exactly the question.
Ideally, I should relate to each and every friend as personally, individually as possible, particularly within the ten. My relation to each and every friend should be as I relate to the others, but in a different way, according to all kinds of elements between us, for and against. And ideally, I should bring all those elements that I have and all the friends have in such a way that, on the one hand, it is clear to me that everyone is different. And it is clear to me that everyone is equal. This is number one. Number two. How do I organize myself with respect to the friends so that I am willing to do everything for them? Just as for the Creator, but for the friends, demands of me actions, clear actions, activities, right? So here the question is, to what extent I am thinking of them? There are some who can do a lot of things with their hands. Some can sing or speak. Other people can give high spirits to everyone. Others are more introverted and can't do it. But here in the group, I have to come to a state where my disposition toward connection with them will still be felt in them as much as possible. A group is something very special and very deep. Picture the group from what you have today until it encompasses all of humanity, until it includes all of humanity. So if you have 10 friends, then you'll have 10 billion people. How would you relate to them? How would you see that you connect them? How would that happen? How would that work then? So try to depict it this way and see how much work we have on increasing the importance of the friends in our eyes. But in truth, in our relations, through our relations, in relationships in the group, we act on all 10 billion souls. Moscow 7.
Да, спасибо большое, Рав. В продолжении вопроса, товарищи из Флориды.
Thank you, Rav.
Вот в третьем абзаце 36-го пункта.
Following the friend from Florida, the third part of items 36, Barasvam says there that the association of the quality of mercy with judgment.
Здорово. И получается, что то, что произошло
So it turns out that what the Creator did, what happened in the world of tikkun, correction, is the same character of behavior that we need to create in our 10. Overcoming on the one hand, over the desire, on the other hand, in every moment the Creator assists us with this mercy.
So what's the question? I don't understand. What is your question?
Может ли это послужить мне?
The question is, can this assist me in such a confidence that to begin with, in our pattern of behavior, the revelation of the desire is already built in. On the other hand, each and every moment there is this assistance from the Creator.
Yes, correct question and a good question. This is called the end of the act, is in the preliminary thought that in the Creator's turning to us, there's already the solution. And all we have to do is annul ourselves, and then that solution will also become clarified to us. In other words, we don't need to be smart. We just need to annul ourselves before the 10. And then it'll be clear to you what is your next degree. And then out of this, it'll be clear to you what are the qualities, characteristics, forms of connection between you. Everything will be clarified through the annulment.
No.
Therefore, we don't need, it's not the smart one who learns, as it is written. We don't have the possibilities of attaining the wisdom unless, but only to approach more connection. And more connection is not through knowledge, through smartness, but through annulment. So to the extent that a person can annul himself, and by this he also annuls his intellect, his feeling, everything, only to be more connected. By this he enters the system. And then that system begins to explain to him what is happening in it. This is why it's not the smart one who learns. It is something very important. And to our egoistic intellect, it sounds very primitive. We don't want it. But precisely in this way, we attain. Okay? We've got Moscow 1.
Спасибо, Рад. Такой вопрос. Вы вот минут 10 назад сказали, что Рабаш говорил, что у него есть ученики.
About 10 minutes ago you said that Rabash would say that
их в первую очередь он должен любить, которые ему неприятны. Я хотел спросить
has students that first those that are less pleasant to you, you need to love them first. So, about the relationship with the 10, as far as I understand, first, I need to relate to all the friends in the 10 equally. Love everyone, nullify towards everyone. In my ego, I perceive each one of them differently. Some are more pleasant, some are less, some I actually really hate. How do I work then with the friends in the 10? To relate equally to everyone or make some additional effort towards the ones that it's harder for me with?
We need to be in both. You have to increase your good relationships with those you can, those who are close to you, and try to take from there the power to correct your not-so-good relationships with the friends who are a little farther from you. But still, it is like a raft. Like a a boat.
На маленьком плоту.
A small boat.
אנחנו צריכים כל הזמן.
We need to constantly try to be in balance.
הקשר.
Because the connection between everyone is what's important. It comes into the final calculation. In other words, if you have a 10 and you have a small connection between everyone, it is more important than if out of the whole 10 you have 2 or 3 who have a strong and high connection. You understand? Quantity is more important than quality. PT20.
Following Moscow's question, if a friend gives a bad example in the 10, with him too I have to connect?
You have to connect in order to raise him. Speak to the rest of the friends so you can come from several sides to that friend who is constantly pulling you down, and you together, of course in such a way that he doesn't feel it, you will try to lift him up. That's it.
Is it supposed to be in thought, in action? What do you recommend doing?
Of course, in the thought. This is obvious. But because the end of the act is in a preliminary thought. So first of all, in thought, speak and decide, and then act. Merkaz one.
Question from a friend. In a group where during the day more than half the friends weren't in the lesson and they talk about the greatness of the friends, is there a way and how can you nullify in such a state?
First, we have to try to come to a state where you love them, even though they connect in this not so perfect way. And after you come to a state that you are with them and you regret together with them that they are in such a state, then embrace them, connect with them, cling to them, adhere to them, not in where they are outside of the connection, but where you can, and try to raise them. Try to raise them, you know, with all kinds of examples of bestowal, all kinds of excerpts that they cannot say that they don't want to hear them, or we have many such excerpts that touch the heart and they cannot not participate in them. And besides, you need to understand that there are different times and different states to friends. And we need to think about the importance of the connection. So if I'm in a state where I don't want to hear, I don't want to connect, I don't care about anything, I'm fed up with everything, then it's enough for me to be as though dead among them. I'm truly dead in terms of what I think at that time. But if I agree to be dead among them, then that they can take me on a stretcher. They can do whatever is possible. I'm willing to be in their hands. And this is how we need to see the friends. Okay. Great. We're finally at the end of the questions of the men. Oh, pity. No. Good. So we will make room for the women. Please. Who is it there today?
Chile 1.
Chile 1. Did the Creator create the world with the measure of judgment so that with prayer the created being will ask for the quality of mercy and then bring those two together?
Exactly. Who said it so beautifully?
Chile 1.
Chile. Good. Great. Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Great. This is correct. Continue.
Mach 21. How can we obtain the quality of mercy? How do we feel it?
By feeling that I have an inclination, disposition, nearing, warmth, even love for the friends, and out of this approach, I begin to feel something new, a new relation to spirituality. Within this disposition to embrace with the friends, I begin to feel my relation to the Creator. I begin to feel more correctly the connection between the various parts of creation, the Sefirot, the actual Sefirot, what it means to be in 10 Sefirot in the worlds, how much this whole external envelope operates on me and I on it. It is all attained through the connection between the friends. We have to understand that we don't have connection to the worlds. We don't have connection to all those upper forces. But when we are connected between us, even to the smallest extent, above our egos, by this, we awaken the upper forces. We have no other way to influence spiritual forces in the world unless we build a network of connection between us in the group, and we want to awaken this network of connection. Only in this way do we bestow, do we have influence? Because we have the similitude, we have the mold, we have the congruence, we have the presentation of how through it we influence the upper world, the upper forces, only through the connection between us. It is a kind of a key that the Creator gave us, and that's why He broke the vessel of Adam HaRishon. And to the extent that we want to reestablish this vessel, we influence all the forces of nature. And also, all along the way, if we want to influence spiritual forces, it is only to the extent that we try to connect among us more and more. And the Creator, for His part, shows us and increases our ego and our conflicts and our problems so that we would invest, would exert more and more in connection. And only, basically, all our exertion is only in connection throughout the spiritual path. And by this we awaken the upper spiritual forces. These things have to be imprinted, written in our minds and in our hearts, that only through improving our relationships in the ten, we influence the upper system and draw out of it influence on us. And that influence, the upper light, will already correct us and direct us and do everything. But how do we draw the upper light? How do we influence it? By trying to connect among us, even though we always have contradictory forces that contradict connection.
New York 3. How can we find the strength to choose connection with the Creator over our desire to enjoy if that's all we are?
It was given to us because we are a result of the shattering. Now you can understand the benefit from the shattering. Because by when we learned that there was a correct system, a complete system, and everything was fine, and suddenly a will to receive appeared on a higher level, then was in a correction. That's why the whole system broke. In the intensified desire that appeared in it, it drew lights, which are above the screen that it had, that was in it, and that's how it broke. Because of it, we already have all the data, all the elements to bring the system into correction. And the shattering took place on the highest level, on the fourth phase. And this is why now we need to correct. In the correction we do, we shift from the desires to receive to the intention to bestow. From not wanting to do wanting, from a descent, a fall, into an ascent, etc. We constantly have to work on the connection. On the connection between us, on how it is more important than anything else. This is the correction. And by this, we awaken the lights that broke the connection that we had between us. So, as much as we now seemingly want to connect, we awaken those lights that fled from us. But because we are working on drawing them against our will to receive, then we are drawing them 620 times higher, greater than what we had then. And this is our whole work. This is why the system is ready, the method is clear, and will become even clearer to the extent that we establish it and use it. That's it.
Moscow 8.
The connection with people who are unpleasant to me should only be an effort in inner work, or also try to achieve warmth and embrace externally with these people?
Perhaps. There are people who need hugs. They need also some sort of an external connection. There are people who don't. It depends on a person's character, on his corporeal character. But it doesn't really point to spirituality. You also understand from experience already that people come who are so warm and they hug you and they sing and do everything. After some time, they disappear. Because it depends on a person's corporeal character. It's how they express themselves.
Rav, just to make the question precise, you gave an advice that Rabash recommended you to go closer to people you have some inner rejection towards. Moscow's question is whether these people that I have lack of desire to connect with them, I need to work with them in inner work or try to initiate some physical contact of what she describes as warmth and hugs?
You can't answer this. You need to see according to the internal and external situation in the group, to what extent it's customary, to what extent you'll be understood correctly. But you have to see what you do to bring more connection among the friends.
PT6 about the Arvut you discussed. What will help us reach that state of Arvut? Is it worthwhile for the tens to even start from signing an Arvut document in writing, like you sign a marriage agreement, or, and if so, what needs to be written there?
Right. Sit together, all the group, open a page on your computer when you can't physically sit together. So, open a page on your computer, a shared page. And there, each one should have shortly ability to write what is this Arvut and connection agreement. But she has to sign. It's also for the men. Each one has to sign, give his signature. He's going to try to do that and read that agreement every day. And every day you can change, you can add. It should be as new to you. Next.
Two last questions. A question of a friend who asked about conceding corporeal pleasures. Is this the correct action? And you said that you have to check why did you exactly make the concession. And the question is, why do we need the scrutiny if we know that we are working always out of self-love? It's clear we're not working correctly, so why do we need to scrutinize it?
It should be clear to us that we act only on behalf of our egoistic desire. It has to be clear. And every time you'll see how you'll discover these things in a different, new way and unpleasant one.
Last question for now from Kavkaz 1. What's the difference between an image and a form or a shape?
I can't say about image and form or shape and exact definitions, because everything is revealed to the ones who are on the path, and it changes for them every time. An image, a figure, is when you speak of some character that is revealed in a more creative way, and shape is more schematic.
More
able to be measured, to be changed, influenced, etc. So, what do you prefer, to continue with this or to go to the next part of the lesson? Maybe you should ask.
Let's vote, friends. If you want to continue with the forward to the Book of Zohar, please vote 1. If you want to go to the study of Ten Sefirot, please vote 2. Again, forward to the Book of Zohar 1, study of Ten Sefirot 2. Please vote.
Really, 50-50. That's interesting. Okay, that's enough. The vote is clear that it's really, it was never this way. So, okay, I guess we're going to move to the study of the Ten Sefirot, because yesterday we didn't have. So, but I just want to ask Asia.
It was by mistake, I'm sorry.
Okay. Fine. So, let's move on to this.
And we'll sing a song.
the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love. Awakening your soul. This is a message from above.